I'm happy to welcome back to the studio to be the lifeline for the Harris Challenge today, the very funny and beautiful Mary Ellen Hooper.
Wow, and that's why I keep coming back.
Well, thank you.
You have been so well trained, Paul.
Well, 20 years this summer.
Yeah, very good.
Thank you. Ooh, again, more.
See, guys, if they would just figure that out, it would be so much easier. That we fish for compliments. Guys fish for fish. If I were to say to my female friend, God, my hair looks like crap, she knows to take the negative, make it a positive. Fishing for a compliment. No, your hair looks great.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried that game with my husband. God, I feel so fat. Well, put down the ice cream, pig. Okay, you don't know how to play.
Well, you've only been married, is it even 2 years yet?
Oh, it's under, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Now, let me ask you a question, because I was talking a couple of days ago. There was a lawsuit involving a woman who got a bad hairdo because they didn't do something with her hair beforehand and ruined her life, and et cetera. And she ended up getting thousands of dollars in that. But here's my question to you. If you come home after getting your hair done,
mm-hmm.
and they've botched it, in your opinion, you
right.
walk in and you're feeling absolutely miserable.
Right.
What should he, or in my case, me. Yeah. What should the guy say? Is there anything we can say? Because I contend nothing we say is going to fix this or even make it even a little bit better.
Well, we don't want you to say, no, it doesn't, because that's just saying that we don't know what we're talking about. The best thing to do is to rub her back and go, honey, I'm so sorry. Is there anything I can do? Do you want me to kick her ass?
I would never have thought of that. See, I went first with the no, it doesn't.
Yeah, and no, then that would be your gut instinct.
Or how about, it doesn't look as bad as you think it does?
Oh, that's worse.
Really?
Yeah, that's saying, it's bad, but I'm trying to be nice. No, we see right through that. No. You just go, honey, I'm so sorry you're unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's not saying one way or another.
Right.
Is there anything I can do? Do you want me to kick her butt?
Mm-hmm. I'll go down there and take care of that bitch.
All right.
That's good.
Yeah,
see, this is why I have you on the show twice a year.
I'm here for you.
All right. Now, you're also here to be the lifeline for the Harris Challenge. Let's meet our first contestant, and we may need your help. Kurt, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Hi. Good afternoon.
Hi. Say hello to Mary Ellen Hooper.
How you doing, Mary Ellen?
Hey, Kurt. I'm here for you.
All right.
Now, if he gets a zero, you're going to have one of those, you know.
Yeah, we'll talk.
I'm sorry you're unhappy kind
of
thing.
I'm very sorry you're unhappy. Is there anything I can do?
Kurt,
you want me to kick Paul's butt?
Kurt, you want to use your five-second cheap plug opportunity?
Sure. I know she's not listening, but I just want to give a shout-out to my wife of a little over a month.
Woo!
We're doing great.
Congratulations. Although, if you married a woman and she's not listening, what good is she?
Right. See?
Let's turn on the semi-random category computer, which sounds like this. And we'll see what the questions and categories look like for the Harris Challenge today. It's almost as if this were custom designed for your appearance here, Mary Ellen Hooper.
I'm hoping I have an edge.
Category one, Mary is not so contrary. Category two, someone smelling Ellen. You see, we got the Mary and the Ellen in there.
It's like Craig Kilborn.
Then category three, could be Hooper, could be Hopper.
Oh, I get that a lot.
Which one would you like, Kurt?
The Hooper Hopper one.
All right. Yeah. You get a lot of Mary Ellen Hopper?
Yeah, I get Cooper a lot. I'll say Hooper with an H, and they go, how does Cooper have an H in it? And then you bang your head on the counter.
One of those silent H's you hear about so much.
Uh-huh.
All right, Kurt, let's play the Harris Challenge.
Let's do it.
Which children's show had to do a very special episode dealing with the death of Mr. Hooper?
Sesame Street.
That's right. By the way, if you need Mary Ellen as a lifeline, just say so. In
sure.
What basketball movie did Dennis Hopper co-star with Gene Hackman?
Hoosiers.
Correct. What was the what was the title character's profession in the Burt Reynolds movie, Hooper?
What was his profession?
Yeah.
Private Eye.
Stuntman.
I could have helped you with that!
In what animated movie did Kevin Spacey provide the voice of Hopper, leader of a gang of insects who terrorized an ant colony?
Ooh, ants.
A Bug's Life.
Oh, yeah. That's a trick question!
What movie, directed by Tobe Hooper and Steven Spielberg, featured a little girl saying, they're here...
Poltergeist.
Poltergeist is right. He didn't even use the lifeline here and got himself 8 points.
Sorry,
congratulations,
see,
Kurt.
I could have gotten you 10. 9.
All right. Hang on, Kurt. You go to the top of the Harris Challenge Pyramid. Here's our next contestant calling from Mars. Hello, Roman.
Hello. How's it going?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, just enjoy your show, and I'm glad there's a lifeline today.
Yeah, say hello to Mary Ellen.
Hi, Mary Ellen.
I'm here.
Which category would you like, Roman? Mary is not so contrary, or someone smelling Ellen? Don't even go there. Don't even go there. You want her to pick the category for you?
Yeah.
What'll it be?
Let's do the smelling Ellen.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. You got
to
do better than 8 points.
Your mind works.
Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what 1973 movie did Ellen Burstyn play Linda Blair's mother?
The Exorcist.
Correct. In what movie did Beverly D'Angelo first play Ellen Griswold?
That would be National Lampoon's Vacation.
That's correct. What movie starred Ellen Barkin and Dennis Quaid?
Pass.
In what movie and its sequels did Lorraine Gary play Ellen Brody, wife of Amity Island's chief of police?
Jaws.
Correct. Five-pointer. In what movie did Ellen DeGeneres co-star with Tom Selleck and Kate Capshaw?
I'll use my lifeline on that one.
All right. Mary Ellen Hooper, the pressure's on for the first time now. In what movie did Ellen DeGeneres co-star with Tom Selleck and Kate Capshaw?
They never did.
Incorrect. They did make a movie together. Although, interestingly enough, they're the only people who saw it.
I think so. Tom Selleck and Kate Capshaw.
And Ellen DeGeneres.
Want
to take a guess?
It's not Ed. That's the only one I can think of. But Tom.
I don't think
Kate
she knows. I don't think she knows,
I don't
Roman.
I know this, Roman.
You want to take
I'm
a guess?
I'm so sorry.
I don't know what it is.
It was called The Love Letter.
That's not fair. Nobody ever heard of that. You can't use went to video.
That's why it's a five-pointer. And how about the Ellen Barkin, Dennis Quaid question? You got about 3 seconds left.
Dreamscape. I don't know.
Oh, you're so close. It was The Big Easy. Big Easy. Very sexy movie, by the way.
I knew that one.
You got Jaws and Vacation and The Exorcist. Only 7 points, Roman. Sorry about that. You avoid the punishment, though. Thank you very much for playing. And here comes Pat, our final contestant. Hello, Pat.
Hi.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I just liked your last interview with that guy on Fox. That was great.
With Rick Leventhal in the 11 o'clock hour. He's a tremendous storyteller. All right, Pat, your category is Mary is Not So Contrary.
Okay.
Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who played the title role in Mary Poppins?
What's that gal's name?
That's what I asked you.
She's got that bad throat. I know her. I'll pass.
Who played Mary in There's Something About Mary?
Oh, man. Beautiful blonde. I'll pass on that one, too. I can't think.
Who played the title character in the Jekyll and Hyde movie, Mary Riley?
I know that one.
You can use your lifeline there
I'll go back.
All right, you come back to it. Which crooner played the priest in the 1945 movie The Bells of St. Mary's?
Bing Crosby.
Correct. Who played the title character on the TV show Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman?
She was cocaine real bad.
You know what? I think your lifeline can help you. You know, good thing to go to your lifeline here, because if she gets this right, you're going to win the game.
Louise Lasser.
Right.
Louise Lasser is correct. Just as time was running out. Congratulations. You're 9 points. Win the game, Pat.
Woo!
Oh, wow.
By the way, who was the star of Mary Riley?
Oh, Julie Roberts.
Who was Mary in Something About Mary?
The cute blonde.
Cameron Diaz.
Cameron, yeah.
Right.
And Mary Poppins. I asked the judges, could we accept that
Julie
woman
Andrews.
With the sore throat? We had to have Julie Andrews. All right, Pat, but congratulations. You've won a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you. And it starts with dinner for two at the Captain's Table Buffet at Argosy's Alton Bell Casino, the best game in town. You'd also get $25 worth of flowers from the fine folks at Nettie's Flower Garden at 3801 South Grand. Yeah, as a thank you gift for winning the game. We also have free aromatherapy. This is what you want. Free aromatherapy and manicure from Studio Branca Spa and Salon.
While I'm smelling my flowers.
Can I go to that?
Yeah.
You get in touch with your feminine side, dude.
I believe now that we liberated Iraq, men can do whatever they want.
Exactly.
You have a gym bag from our sponsor, Castrol Oil, and the home version of the Paul Harris Middle of the Day, Middle of America, KTRS coffee mug. Have I ever given you one of the coffee mugs, by the way?
I got nothing.
Mary, let's get one for her, too, okay? There you go, Pat. A prize package of the value of well over
$1 million.
There you go. Congratulations. Thanks for playing the Harris Challenge every weekday right after the 1 o'clock news. In the studio with the lovely and talented Mary Ellen Hooper, who's here to work the funny bone tonight for one show, tomorrow night for two shows, Saturday for three shows, Sunday 4, then next Monday 5, and it just goes on like that. It's a logarithmic deal.
Show up, there's a show.
Anytime.
Easter, people should be, they're expected to bring chocolate.
And you know what? It's better than going to Hong Kong and getting the SARS virus. That's what I tell people.
This is what I'm thinking.
No matter how bad it is, you're not going to have SARS.
Exactly.
that's really going
to
help you sell tickets,
huh? You're always here to set up the contrast, aren't you?
Well, I'm here to sell tickets for you.
Thank you. Come see me better than SARS. Yeah.
During the commercial a few minutes ago, you and Mary, my producer, were talking about American Idol.
Oh, yeah.
Are you a big fan of the show?
Can't get enough.
Really?
Which is hard because I have to go to class on Tuesday night, so my husband has to tape it, and then mm-hmm. I get home and I watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm so addicted to it.
Yeah, we are too.
Because I did lots and lots of competitions when I started.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Didn't you? Did you win the Johnny Walker comedy competition?
I didn't do that one.
What was it that you won?
Well, I won the Colorado Invitational, which was a big two-week bonanza.
Is there actually an invitation? Do you get one in the mail?
Well, you have to submit a tape and money, and then they invite you. Is how that works.
We've received your package and signed for it.
Yes,
and
now you can come.
That little return receipt that comes to you, it's considered an invitation. Do you have to bring that and show it at the door?
Your check cleared. Come on in. Is how it works, yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh. So,
what do you get as winner of the Colorado Invitational?
Well, I used to do competitions because it was a good way to do 5 intense minutes clean under pressure, which is what a TV set is.
Right.
So, and then you never know who's going to be judging. So Bud Friedman was judging, the owners of the
King Improvs. Of the Improv,
yeah.
Yes.
And so he discovered me. And I was like, whatever you want to say, Bud. Just give me work.
There are so many comedians Bud has discovered without actually seeing them.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah. So that's how it works. And so I got to work for him lots at the Improv. So that all worked out.
Now, how does that work afterwards? You come off stage. Was he the only judge?
No, there was quite a few judges, yeah, which was nice.
But so. When you come off stage, does he take you aside and say, kid, you're going places,
yeah,
and that sort of
going
thing?
Places,
because
yeah,
this
yeah.
is like the impresario of stand-up comedy
yeah,
in this country.
Yeah, he's all about that showbiz stuff.
He likes being called the impresario, doesn't he?
He put the monocle on, looked me up and down, and said, yeah? It's all you, baby.
Really?
Yeah.
Now come work in my clothes for $15 a night.
Exactly.
That's it.
Oh, my gosh. When one of those checks bounced, I was so livid. I was so livid. Come on! It's $15! Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, so that's why. But I did Star Search the very first time it was on.
Well, before we get to Star Search, there's no actual cash prize for winning the competition? You
no,
just get to know Bud Friedman and get gigs?
No, there's $5,000 I got.
Well, that's nice.
That's very sweet. And then a laptop computer.
Wow.
That was good. It was my first one. I never even touched a computer before then.
Because mm-hmm.
I was, you know, in the generation where they just started to get them in school. And I was a very poor school, so we had one.
Mm-hmm.
So the only thing I could do was actually recognize one from across a room. Because that's where I shot from. That's how my computer skills were at that point.
At that point, you were like at the Etch-a-Sketch level.
Absolutely. Hadn't
made
it
up the laptop.
I kept shaking it, trying to get it to clear. And do you know that there is a certain amount of times where you hit the help button and it says, put it back in the box, just give up. Just stop it.
I've never had that happen. I didn't know that.
You haven't hit it enough times.
Well, probably not.
But now I have Rick to help me with that.
Yes. Rick is her webmaster.
Yeah.
MaryEllenHooper.com.
Very cryptic.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, he set that up for me because I don't know.
All right. So then you go on Star Search.
That Star Search was...
Not the Arsenio Hall Star Search.
No, the original.
The Ed McMahon Star, the real Star Search, let's admit.
It's the real one.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you lose that when you go places.
How was that? How was doing Star Search? Because now there's, you know, American Idol and Nashville Star and America's Most Talented Kid and Who's Got a Nickel and... If that's not a show, it should be.
It should be.
If you have a nickel, you win a prize.
Yeah.
Worth
uh-huh.
4 cents, probably,
well,
the way showbiz works.
Wasn't that Monty Hall show?
I've got, let's make a deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who's got a rubber band?
Here's
$5.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So I went on that one. It was very exciting for so many reasons because it was my very first TV appearance. So, like you said, there wasn't anything else. So, it was, you were the amateur on TV. You know, there weren't any others.
Right.
And very intense. You get 2.5 minutes. Which was unbelievable.
How hard is it to get when you're used to doing, you know, you do sets as a headliner now. You do 45 minutes to an hour.
Right.
At that time, I don't know if you were a headliner yet.
No, I was probably just a little MC feature.
So you're doing 15 or 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And you've got 5 killer minutes that you can do at competitions.
Right.
And now the Ed McMahon people say, we need 2.5 and not 231. We
right.
need 229.5.
It's very hard when you're a storyteller because by the time you're set up the whole story, yeah, well, you got 2 stars. But I wasn't done.
Yeah.
It was very sad because I actually did very well, and I thought that I won. Or that I should have. So when they said, and the winner is, I actually stepped out.
No, you didn't.
Yes, big faux pas.
Oh.
And so then I had to turn it into, I'm stepping out to turn and congratulate you.
Oh.
Move.
Yeah.
Which is a very smooth, hard to pull off move.
Right, because now you're ahead of them.
Yes.
Yeah. Who was the other person?
Yeah. Uh-huh. He was somebody,
no, come on.
I don't even know if he's a comedian. I don't even know his name. I haven't
was
heard
he a comedian at the time? Because that would be depressing if he wasn't. He's a plumber, and you lost to him.
He had cards, and he held them up. Like this is Hall & Oates, all the bands. And he had drawn a card with a picture of a horse-drawn carriage with Quaker Oates in the back. Hall & Oates.
Oh, that's my God. You competed with Carrot Top. You were up against Carrot Top. That's what it was.
No, it was some guy from Boston, but that's all that he did. But you know what? For 2.5 minutes, that's great.
The crowd loves that
because
sort of thing.
Like,
prop
bang,
comedy
bang,
for
bang.
2 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, no offense. He did well, but I think.
No offense.
Lots
of offense.
Yeah. So he cheated, though.
Uh-huh.
He did cheat because we had these little trailers, and it was taped in Florida at this point. So it's 95 degrees, and I go into my trailer, and it was nice and cool, and then I had to step out, and then when I came back in, like 15 minutes later, somebody had come in, turned it to heat, and broke off the knob.
Cheater.
Come on. 125 degrees.
Yeah.
My makeup, if you watch the tape, might look like Alice Cooper. I was melting before your eyes. It was not
true. Plus, you stole your Hall & Oates card.
This is what I'm saying.
So you got 2 stars?
I don't know. I don't even remember. I probably got 3 stars or something, but he got more. That's all you really need to know, Paul. He got more.
And where is he today?
I know where.
And not in the business?
So this is what I'm saying.
Does he know Buzz Friedman?
No, he does
has
not.
Has he ever been on the Paul Harris show?
No, he has not.
Hold on just a second. What's that? Carrot Top's on the phone?
Uh-huh.
We got to go, Mary.
Tell him
Carrot
to...
No, I'm kidding.
The other redhead.
Prop comedy works so well on the radio.
Well, see, that's the thing. He is nowhere. But there's so many. I saw Ed McMahon at the Comedy Awards.
Mm-hmm.
Watch how I do this when I won. And
that's the big thing you won, the American Comedy Awards.
Yes.
All right, tell me about that when we come back from a break, okay?
Okay, we're going to a break.
Mary Ellen Hooper, working the Funny Bone this week here in St. Louis.
We'll be right back with Paul Harris.
With the lovely redhead Mary Ellen Hooper, winner of the American Comedy Awards a couple Woo-hoo. Years ago for Best Female Stand-Up, wasn't it?
Say it again, Paul. Just slower.
Award winner. Mary Ellen Hooper.
Yee-hee.
Yeah, so you were about to tell your Star Search story. Oh, no, you finished your Star Search story and Ed McMahon.
Oh. Well, you know, it was at the Comedy Awards and I won and I overheard him saying, you know, most of the people on my Star Search that lost are the ones that did really well. And I walked over because I'd overheard that and mm-hmm. I said, case in point, holding up my little thing. And he goes, oh my gosh, that's right, you were on my show. I said, you don't remember, but thank you. Yes, you were a little intoxicated, Ed, but thank you.
I will say this about Ed McMahon. I've had him on the show a few times. He's very good friends with one of the guys who's behind the scenes as an investor of this radio station. Ed McMahon is one of those guys who, when he wants to be, and whenever I've met him, he's apparently wanted to be, can be the nicest, most wonderful, Mr. Showbiz, gregarious guy in the world.
Right.
And I don't know anybody who has a bad thing to say about him.
Yeah, very
so
strange.
I don't know if there is that evil side to Ed McMahon.
I haven't seen it.
But just great. Now, you were telling me during the commercial that you do stuff with the Friars Club.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
do you have a good Friars story? I've only got about 3 minutes left
here. Oh, gosh.
Here,
but is this such a great guy because he's in touch with all the old school guys.
Bud Friedman we're talking about.
From the Improv. And he knows that I love it. So there was a great benefit, not even a benefit, it was a tribute at the Friars. And people were like Sid Caesar and Red Buttons and, you know, Phyllis Diller and all these people. And they were getting up and doing time.
Mm-hmm.
And Buddy Hackett. And
amazing.
And then since then, Buddy Hackett has taken me under his wing.
Is that right?
He's a trip. I did a benefit for him and he had never seen me before except for on a tape. This is what he said to me as an intro to the audience. He goes, well, this next comedian, I don't know how she's going to do. She seems awfully nervous. She sent me a tape and I said, ooh, this needs work. So I worked with her and now here she is.
Oh, very, very nice.
Thanks, buddy.
Could you lower expectations
Woo!
Anymore?
Yeah, so I did very well, and now I'm in.
Good.
So, but watching Sid Caesar, Sid Caesar drops his dropped his pants on stage.
Of course.
I mean, it was just like being in your comic. You know, one of those pictures where they have Elvis and Marilyn Monroe all at the diner and all those.
Yeah.
It was like that, like being at the comedy diner.
Wow.
With all the great people.
And you're able to make them laugh. These are guys who are in the business and have been since the business started.
Right.
And you're able to make them laugh, which is just the best, I'm sure.
On my website, I have pictures of me and like Carol Burnett and all Jonathan Winters and all those people I got to meet.
Explain to me the red buttons thing, because I only know him from two things, the Poseidon Adventure and those old Dean Martin Man of the Hour roasts where he would get up and just kill.
Right.
What is this guy's act?
I think he's just a character actor. I think he's just been in a bunch of movies, characters.
But was he a stand-up comedian, too? Does he do? Because he's very funny on those old Dean Martin deals.
He definitely had a vaudeville act and definitely did shtick and sketches and all that sort of thing. But mostly his characters.
And when you're hanging out with these guys, did you get to hang out with these guys at all?
Yeah.
Is it just nonstop? Ba-ding, 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 ba-ding?
Yeah, it's funny because they like to say, you kids today, you know, I've been doing it for 18 years, but you kids today.
Yeah.
And it's
when
funny.
I was doing it for 18 years, I was 19 years old. You kids today don't know anything about 18 years.
Exactly. We worked for a penny, and then we had to give that back for the bar tab, you know. All right. I get it, Shecky. That's how they are. It's funny to watch them. And their timing was just so different back then. They had setup, 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 then finally a payoff at the end. Nowadays, with MTV in your face and that short-term, short attention span,
right?
You know, it's like you, as a stand-up today, you have to have a joke every, I think it's 10 seconds? Every 10 seconds?
Is that a federal law?
Well, if you want a headline, if the owner of the club isn't walking by and hearing that laugh every 10 seconds, it's so different.
Wow.
So they're all very impressed with that.
That's
you
great.
Know, and we're just like, well, you guys are lucky you didn't have TV back then. And people weren't inundated with, you know, so you can make them laugh by, you know, hey, lady,
put a glass in your mouth and people go nuts.
People are, they've never seen such craziness. So, I'm not saying we have so much tougher. I mean, there are
you kids today, you don't know anything
don't
about the old days.
I know.
Geez, when I was young, I don't have time to tell you. Mary Ellen Hooper here on the Paul Harris Show.